So let's review. After an agadic statement related to the previous daf, the Gemara cites the following brisa. Tanu Rabban, Eimad likin betevel tamei b'chol, ve'ein tzarech loyim b'Shabbos. One may not kindle a lamp during the week, and certainly not on Shabbos, with tevel that is tamei. So too, one may not light with nefet lavan, nafta, during the week, and certainly not on Shabbos. The Gemara explains. While neft may not be used because it is very flammable, and there is a danger of fire, the halacha that tevel tamei may not be used is derived from the following pasuk. Since the pasuk used the plural term trumasai, it indicates b'shtei trumas akasa medab. The pasuk is referring to two types of trumas, truma tahira and truma tameya, and we compare one to the other. Just as truma tahira, as Rashi explains, shehi hachila, it is meant to be eaten. You may not enjoy that benefit of eating before it has been separated, because tevel is asa b'achila, so too truma tameya, which is meant to be burned, you may not enjoy the benefits of the burning before it has been separated. In other words, tevel is asr b'hanah. It is forbidden to derive any benefit from tevel, whether tar or tameh, and therefore one may not kindle Shabbos lights with oil of tevel. The Gemara cites a Tanaic dispute regarding kindling Shabbos lights with various fuels. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol ha'yotze min ha'etz ein madlikin bo. We may not light with any fuel extracted from a tree, such as sap of a tree. Rabbi Shmuel ben Berekis says, Eimad likin el beyotzim in apri. We may only light with fuel extracted from fruit. Rabbi Tarfin says, Eimad likin el beshemen zayis bovad. We may only light with olive oil. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that we may kindle with all oils, except for those expressly disqualified in the Mishnah. This will alleviate the situation for people living in lands that don't produce olive oil. We may even light with fish oil and itran, which, even though it is derived from pitch, which the Mishnah forbids. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, Madlik Meshemet Pekuois Ubenefet. We may light with Pekuois oil and with Neft. Samcha says, Kol ha'yotze min ha'basar ein madlikin bo ela b'shemen dogim. We may not kindle with any fuel extracted from meat except for fish oil. Now, having mentioned Kol ha'yotze min ha'etz, something extracted from a tree, with regard to fuel for a Shabbos lamp, the Gemara digresses to another law concerning Kol ha'yotze min ha'etz, something extracted from a tree, namely the law of susceptibility to tumah. In order to understand this ruling, we must bear in mind the following 2 points. The Gemara in Amud Beis derives from a pasuk that, as a general rule, a garment or a piece of cloth made of wool or linen is mekabel tumah, susceptible to tumah only if it measures at least shalish al shalish etzbois, 3x3 finger breadths, which is the size of material that is suitable for use by a poor person. And the Gemara Masechta Sukkah derives from a pasuk that one may not use a davar hamekabel tumah, something that is susceptible to tumah, as schach for a sukkah. Rav Shimon ben Laza states, Kol ha'yotze min ha'etz, ein bo mishum gimel al gimel u'mesachim. Material made from something that it comes from a tree or a plant, such as cotton, is not susceptible to tumah even if it measures 3x3 etzbois, finger breadths, and since such material is not susceptible to tumah, one may use it as schach for the sukkah, chutz mipishtan, with the exception of flax, which is mekabel tumah, since it is specifically mentioned in the Torah, as the Gemara cites in Amud Beis. The Gemara elaborates, Amar Abaye, Rav Shimon ben Laza, who said that material made of a tree derivative is not susceptible to tumah, is essentially saying the same thing as the Tana de Beir Bishmol, who derives from the pasuk regarding nigei begodim, the tzaras of garments, which states bebeged tzemer or bebeged pishtim, that only garments made of wool or linen are halachically classified as garments, but all of the materials are not classified by the Torah as garments and are therefore not susceptible to tumah. Rashi adds that Rav Shimon Laza actually derives his halacha from the very source taught by the Tana de Beir Bishmol. Rava, however, disagrees with Abai and maintains that there is a difference between these two Tanoic opinions as follows. Rav Shimon Laza holds that the halacha that materials other than wool and linen are not susceptible to tumah is only regarding a cloth that measures between 3x3 etzbois, finger breadths, and 3x3 tefachim. However, a cloth that is 3x3 tefachim or larger, the chazu bein lashim bein lanim, which is useful even to a rich person, is susceptible to tumah even if it is not wool or flax. On the other hand, Tana Beir Bishmol holds that other materials of any size are impervious to tumah, even if it is 3x3 tefachim or larger. To summarize the machlokes of Abaye and Rava, according to Abaye, both Rav Shimon ben Laza and the Tana Beir Bishmol agree that other materials are never mekabel tumah, even a complete garment or a cloth larger than 3x3 tefachim. According to Rava, that is the opinion of the Tana Beir Bishmol only. However, according to Rav Shimon ben Laza, a cloth larger than 3x3 tefachim or a garment of other materials is mekabel tumah. The Gemara then goes on to cite the source from the Pasuk of Tzaras for the halacha, agreed to by both Tanoim, that a wool or linen cloth that is only 3x3 etzbos is susceptible to tumah. For the word beged means a complete garment, not merely a piece of cloth. The Gemara cites a brisa that derives this law from the extra letters in the word v'habeged ki yeh by neged tzaras. This extra vav and hey teach that even a piece of material of 3x3 etzbos that is not a full-fledged garment is considered a beged to be susceptible to tumah because it is useful, at least to poor people.